Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carl Taylor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Wright. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Ken Wright. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. Buford steals second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to second. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patek moves to third. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver juggles the ball. That's an error on Oliver. Blair scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger takes first base on ball four. Hendricks moves to second. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar bunts towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendricks moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall hits a line drive into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ken Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-0 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rojas moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-0 in the game. Cuellar hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Shaw reaches third base with a triple. Oliver scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shaw tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Orioles. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Jim Rooker now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Blair moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson is walked intentionally. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cuellar takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Buford bunts towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. Cuellar moves to second. One out. Davy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cuellar moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cuellar tags and scores. Johnson tags and moves to third. Powell tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a line drive into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schall moves to second. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schall scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 5-3, Orioles. Dennis Pepke pinch hits for Al Fitzmaurice. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-3 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rojas moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cuellar strikes out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford strikes out. 2 outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. 1 out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Knupp pinch hits for Tom Bergmeier. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.